Okay, today we're joined by Mr. Chris Harder. Chris, thank you very much for joining me today.
You're welcome, James. It's a pleasure.
All right, could you start, could you just tell us a little bit about the Security and Prosperity Partnership? What is the SPP, and how did you find out about it?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the SPP, as you put in your website, the information was quite clear, was begun in 2005, and with the three leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada at the time, signing, basically it wasn't anything legal or legitimate, but signing some documents that they would put into motion the mechanisms that would create it would give the, basically take away the sovereignty of our countries and create what is known now as the North American Union. It doesn't sit well with me. I don't see it being something that benefits the people. The everyday people who work for very little money, and I really don't see how it's going to benefit any of us. Perhaps big business, and perhaps the government, but other than that, it's not something that's really going to benefit the people. So this bothered me, and I began to study it intensely and listen to a variety of internet talk shows and reading websites. And it's, you can quickly gather quite a lot of information in no time at all. About it as well on the internet, and you're basically going to come to the conclusion that I did, that this is not something that we want. Canada, in my opinion, is doing fine. We need to get back to our basics, where we're known as a helpful nation, helping people around the world, rather than supporting illegal wars like what the United States is doing. So this prosperity project is basically what happened was the leaders created. Working groups and people that haven't been elected are suddenly working on this issue of how we're going to integrate our three countries in a variety of ways that will benefit big business and government in the way that big business will generate more revenues for their owners, whereas the rich get richer and the government will have more control over the people. So that doesn't sound like something that we should be, in this century looking at as being a way of living. We should be setting an example for the world and helping out in any way we can. So these groups, again, unelected people, making decisions, writing reports, working diligently, and believe me, they work very hard and many hours on this, and they believe that they're going to achieve this. And what they really want to do is use this as a tool to create the North American Union, which is a borderless continent of basically three cultures and three countries merged into one, and somehow that's all going to work just super. I don't buy into that. I see it as being, again, not something that the people will really benefit from.
I think one of the scariest aspects of this, and something that even people who think that might be a good idea should be concerned about, is the secrecy involved so far with the SPP. It hasn't been public very much, and it hasn't been in the mainstream news very much. So how did you actually first find out about the SPP?
That's exactly the key point right there. No one knows about it. And, I mean, not even our members of parliament in Canada are aware of it. I mean, perhaps now, but back in October, I basically emailed all of our members of parliament's offices with a short paragraph describing the problem and asking them simply, is this something you are in favor of, or are you working against this? What is your opinion of it? And the majority of the replies that I did receive were simply, we can't respond to you because you're not in our constituency, or what business is it of yours to inquire about this, or we've never heard of this. This isn't, you're reading too many conspiracy sites, just basically not interested in all and even following up on any of the information that I provided, just brushing it off. And that really got me fired up, because I thought, okay, this is time to get serious now with these people. So the secrecy, again, in Banff last spring, I believe it was. Was it, James?
Last September, I believe. September 2006.
September, Fairmont Springs, very little coverage. You would, I mean, if you Googled on the internet in the days following, you would find just a handful of stories. After the Ottawa meeting that happened in February, of course, much more written material since that available to the public. So I think it's starting to really become more wider known. Lou Dobbs is promoting the story on his broadcast. Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course, has written a book about the North American Union, and his website, WorldNet Daily, they cover SPP issues. So I don't think it's so much a secret anymore, but for people to still say to me, oh, you know, that's a conspiracy. I mean, people who are federal political writers in my city brush it off completely without even, you know, replying again to my reply. And saying things that are just ridiculous, like, oh well, if the people of Canada knew about that, they would say no. I have a direct quote here from a writer in our city. I have never heard of this partnership you're talking about, but there could be no move to combine the countries without consulting the people, and I think Canadians would say no. I know I would. Therefore, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Well, that seems like a hard-edged reporter right there.
Yeah, when you read stuff like it's like, what are you bought and paid for? What's going on? You know. So the question I asked was, this is what I asked the MPs in the SVP: explain what are these regulatory bodies that are being put in place by unnamed ministries, and how does that fit with constitutional government? And I didn't get any replies to that at all. The ones I got was, what is SVP and what is the SCP, and what is the issue that is of concern to you? So not much, you know, really. It needs to be documented. It needs to be broadcast by our media. People need to know about this issue. Absolutely.
It certainly does need to be broadcast. So let's get a little bit into your efforts to help broadcast this information. There was a ministerial meeting of the SPP in February of this year. Can you tell listeners a little bit about that meeting?
Yes, in Ottawa, Condoleezza Rice, you know, I mean, the list of names, all these people, and you wonder, like, how do the constituents put up with that? It's frustrating because at the meeting, again, it wasn't something that anyone could just attend. It was restricted to the guest list, which is very much like Bilderberg, and no press coverage, really, other than maybe on the street. They did some interviews, but from the papers that I got, there's a lot of it that's censored out. Like, then they said, well, the reason for that censoring is that it may apply to a government of a foreign state or an institution thereof, as we saw in the, what do they call that, the subsections. Yes. So I get these subsections that explain this is why we have this crossed off. And I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty secret. But as you noted on your report, and I thought that was a wonderful write-up, you can read between the lines, especially if you have an open mind to this issue. You can see, in fact, there is a lot of progress, even though they're upset that it's not going quickly enough. And I'm wondering why that is. Why does it need to happen so quickly? What's the rush? Why can't this be, you know, discussed and worked on like the European Union was developed over 50 years or more? I mean, this is, they want to try and process this in less than 5 years.
Certainly. So let's get a little bit into the documents that you uncovered then. What documents did you uncover in your research, and how did you do that?
Well, the ones again that they were released to me through the Freedom of Information Act in Canada, the minutes of the meeting, they have a summary, they have a pace of progress, some priorities. Another section is the Competitiveness Council, and the next steps, what they want to accomplish. So, I mean, that was just, I decided one day, I said, well, you know, I can't find the information I'm looking for on the internet. I'm just going to ask for it and see what happens. So it's, you know, filing for Freedom of Information is really simple. You can easily find the, you know, on the web again, the website with the information, how to do it. There's a phone number. I basically was in email contact with the folks at the office. It's internal foreign affairs. Yeah, Foreign Affairs and International Trade Canada. They emailed with me, and I made a payment of $5 Canadian. Processing took about, 4 to 6 weeks, and suddenly the documents arrived.
Excellent. Well, it's certainly good to see that some of this information is starting to get out there. So what do you think is the next step for people who are concerned about the Security and Prosperity Partnership?
Well, are you familiar with the Vive le Canada website?
Yes, I have seen that website.
Okay. On that website, we recently posted some information. Again, it's ongoing coverage of the meetings and what was discovered and what's upcoming. And so there is a timeline of documents that's on that website. So a lot of Canadian contributors. The direct action that has to be taken now, having this information, is we need to, again, everyone needs to alert their local news media, national news media of all kinds, whether it be written or televised or broadcast on internet or radio. Ask questions. Why aren't you covering this issue? We need to get this information out to the people. But even that, people have to be interested in tuning into this. We have to really find a way to get the masses fired up about it. Really fired up, because they don't seem to be. They're like, yeah, we don't know about this, or, it's always going to be like that. There's nothing we can do. So we really need to get the people excited and motivated about, let's do something, let's save our countries, and let's put an end to this nonsense.
Absolutely. So are there any websites that you would like to direct my listeners to?
Well, the Vive le Canada website, it's spelled V-I-V-E, lecanada.ca. It's a Canadian news website. Recently we've gotten a petition out from Minister of Parliament. His name is
Peter Julian, I believe. Yeah.
That's correct. Thank you. I'm just a little flustered here.
Yeah, it's okay.
The thing is, the reason I'm flustered is because this is something that really, really needs to be taken care of, and it bothers me. That's the fact. There's the petition. He's basically going to be putting forward a motion to the House of the Standing Committee on International Trade, asking them to support the NDP motion, to basically suspend any further implementation of SVP. Now, suspend, okay, that's not a very strong word, but it's better than nothing, in my opinion. At least it's a start. I'd rather see it say, put an end to completely put a halt. But this is, when you have Prime Minister Harper and Member of Parliament Stockwell Day, who's riding, I reside in, by the way, Foreign Affairs, Peter McKay, when we see them on TV and they're all, enjoying themselves at these meetings, it begs the question, all the protesting and letters that they receive from us, it doesn't seem to have any kind of effect.
Well, speaking of the protesting, I note a report that was released today, July 11th, entitled RCMP U.S. Army Block Public Forum on the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And it details the efforts by some people who are against the Security and Prosperity Partnership to hold a counter-conference to the upcoming SPP summit in Montebello, Quebec next month. And it seems that the RCMP and the U.S. Army are telling this group that they can't actually have their counter-summit, even though it's scheduled to take place 6 kilometers away from the actual site of the SPP summit. Apparently it's going to pose too much of a security risk. What do you think about this story?
Well, that's an interesting story I just found today, and it quite blew my mind. The municipality was saying that this is what's going to happen. We can't rent you our hall. The municipality is saying you cannot rent a hall to... there's no free speech. We're living in a country that is like, there is no free speech. Like, people in Canada are allowed to rent halls and have their meetings. What part of that doesn't the municipality understand? And the fact that they're going to have American soldiers here on our soil, what, we don't have an armed forces that can, you know, secure the facilities, and our police can't take care of that? What do we need the armed forces of the United States on our soil for? It's absolutely, I'm speechless. Absolutely. And then saying they're going to have a 25-kilometer perimeter around, surrounding President Bush and the other leaders at their meeting, that we can't, you know, like they're expecting to be infiltrated or something. I mean, come on. It's just unheard of in this country. I don't understand.
It certainly doesn't bode well for the average citizen, I think. All right. Any other thoughts that you have on this process for today?
I just honestly want everyone to do their best to try and, you know, get the news out. Let's stop this before it gets any further. It's ridiculous. Living in a nation that is really like what they want to create for us is not going to be nice. It's going to be a control grid. We're not going to enjoy our lives as much as we do now. Certainly our standard of living will drop, and that right there, the crime will go up. You'll have people traveling from, you know, there'll be certain people from Mexico that will come up to Canada to take advantage of us, if you know what I'm saying. Gun laws will change. I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be very bizarre, and I honestly think our people in Canada are going to really, if it gets to that point, there's going to be problems. So we can avoid all that. We have to, you know, communicate with our government and say, hey, look, this is what we want, now get on it, and take care of it for us.
All right, on that note, I think we'll end it there. Mr. Harder, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you very much for uncovering those documents about the SPP meeting in February.
My pleasure, James. Thank you, sir.